Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on God's will for your healing was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Amen. Well, I've been teaching on the subject of healing, and we've been having people give some testimonies. Tonight, I want to share a testimony with you. It was 9 years ago next week that I was with Richard and Dorothy Van Winkle. They're the pastors of Shepherd's House right down here. Some of their members. And you're in Louisville, is that right? And I was with them 9 years ago, and I was ministering at their church, and Chris Olshinsky, the one that you heard give the whoop over here, was at that meeting, and I was ministering to people, and she got really touched and just had the Lord quicken some things to her, and she came up and asked if I would come and minister to her daughter, Nikki, and pray for her. And so the next day, Richard took me over there, and I tell you, it's one of the greatest experiences I've ever had in my life. It was just tremendous, and we have that on our Healing Journeys DVD. We have this testimony. If you haven't gotten this, you ought to get it. These are five of the greatest testimonies you'll ever hear. Just tremendous things. And so we are really privileged tonight to have Nikki Olshinsky-Weller here. And I want to ask Nikki to come up and share a little bit of this testimony with you about what God did. Hallelujah. Boy, what a blessing. For a couple of years, we kind of traveled together, and she gave this testimony a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I heard that you had somebody come up. Was it one of Mark's friends or something heard? Co-worker asked something about your testimony, and he got to minister to them. So we still have, I don't know, 400, 500, 600 of visits a month on our website getting your testimony. But wow. It's awesome. So tell them what Jesus did for you.
Okay. Let's put it in a nutshell, shall we? 9 years ago on Monday, I say it's Sunday. Mom says it's the 16th. I don't really remember. But in about 4 days, it'll be the nine-year anniversary of me being completely receiving my healing. I was healed 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
And when I was 14, I was going home from Wednesday night service with my parents, and I just wanted to get in the back seat of the van to read a birthday invitation. And I hadn't gotten my seatbelt yet, and right then we were in a five-car pileup. And I was thrown against the window, and I ended up having bruising on the bone, and they said, here's a sling and here's some pills, and kid, you'll be fine. And I kind of was okay, and then I went to youth camp and got this pain in my hip, and within 6 months, I'd rather crawl than walk, and the pain went all through my whole body. And I felt like I had the flu for about 3 years. That's fun. And we went to 18 different doctors, and either said, you're crazy, or you're a homeschooler, right? You must need more attention, or something's really wrong. Go to this doctor. And the whole time, you know, I met the Lord when I was 4. I don't remember receiving the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, but there's evidence of that happening. And so the whole time I knew God wanted to give me a future, and he wanted me to fulfill what he called me to do. And he wanted me to be able to wear makeup and drive a car and eat Doritos and get a Dr. Pepper, because that's what good Texas girls do. But I thought that you waited for the sovereign time of the Lord. I thought that, you know, I was sitting over there praying, Lord, if Andrew wants me to speak, what do you want me to share? And there's some people in here tonight that you think you're in this foxhole situation. You're like, well, God, if you'll just make this pain go away, I swear to you, I swear to you, I'll serve you. I swear to you, I'll stop cussing. Well, we know when you stump your toe what's going to happen. You know, Lord, I swear to you, if you just heal my sister, I promise I'll be a better testimony. This is not a barter situation. You have nothing he wants except for you to sit in his lap and let him love on you. That's it. That's all he wants from you. And I knew that's all he wanted from me, but I thought he had like this calendar day somewhere in the future. And, you know, just like you don't ask, what day are you coming back? You don't ask, well, what day is that going to happen? And so this went on for 5.5 years. And it slowly developed into environmental sensitivities. You know, don't light a candle around me. Don't use Lysol. Don't eat a barbecue sandwich like I just did. So if I smell like mesquite, you know why. And, you know, all those things would make me react, and I ended up being that girl in the bubble who couldn't walk, who couldn't eat normal foods, who never went out with her friends, who couldn't be hugged because my ribs would pop out of place. It was hell. But the whole time God said, Nikki, you have a future. Nikki, you're going to get married. Nikki, you're going to be creative and not just watch people be creative. Nikki, you're going to have life. That's all he wants, is for you to have life, and that's him. And so then that night when Mom went to Andrew's meeting, he taught on grace and faith. Guys, I was raised in church. I've heard of grace and faith. I mean, I was a VBS kid, the kid stuck in the back when Mom was building stuff and doing children's ministry. But what he said was, grace is everything that God provided for you on the cross. And just like you never had to wait to get your salvation, that day you heard the message of who Jesus is and that he loved you, you could receive it. Well, that's the exact same thing with healing. And that's in your mind, that's in your heart, and that's in your body. And when Mom brought that tape home, we were done letting people pray for me because we were waiting for that sovereign timing, and these people were wearing me out with their shundies and weeping, and oh, Lord, it was just too much. I was tired, and they smelled and made me react. You know what I'm saying? It's just the truth.
You said something about a guy hugged you one time and you had a reaction. Did you have to go to the hospital?
No, you have to take 5 shots.
I mean, she was so sensitive that perfume or cologne from somebody would just send her over the top.
You know, anytime I hear this Third Day song that happened to be on the radio at the time, I'm very auditory. We were driving to the clinic that I went to 5 days a week with my mom at the end there, and there was a school bus that pulled in front of us. And when it hit the gas to go down the street again after the light and all the exhaust came out and it went into our car, my head pounded in the room, you know, everything spun in the car. And I remember Mom going, hold on, baby, hold on, baby, hold on, baby. And she's pulling over to the side to try to get me medicine. And I remember thinking, this is ridiculous. This is stupid. This is, okay, I'll wait. But, you know, I know God's seeing you through, and everybody in here who knows the Lord and hasn't had that manifestation of healing, you can give testimony after testimony about how God has preserved you, how he's always given you joy, always given you peace when you need it, always given you encouragement. But he wants you to have it all because he already bought it for you and he's got it in his pocket. And so when Mom came home and brought me that tape and he said, you can have it now. Now's the perfect timing of the Lord. I remember thinking, oh gosh, I gotta put on real clothes because a real guy is coming over here other than my dad. And then he came over and he said, hi, I'm Andrew. And all I remember him is the guy we went to a meeting when I was 13 and we got to go to Dairy Queen afterwards. That's all I remembered, honestly. And he said, hi, my name is Andrew and I believe you're going to be healed today. And I said, me too. I could have slapped myself. I was so done making plans. I mean, my husband and I just booked a trip 4 months out, and it still kind of blows my mind that I'm making plans, you know, with money down on it in the future, because I'd stopped making plans. You didn't plan anymore. And you certainly didn't commit to something like that, for crying out loud. You can't commit to dinner. You're committing to, like, a full-body healing here in 5 minutes. But my spirit... See, those 5.5 years, God had been doing something. He had been proving his love over and over and over to me. And even though I was that church kid with the loving dad that never showed me anything but your heavenly Father loves you, and the mom that was always so encouraging and full of joy, I still had that. Well, it hurts more than I believe you. And that day, I believed him more than I hurt. And Andrew started praying for me, and he had no clue how bad it was, guys.
I didn't.
He had no clue.
You know, when I saw the video that my TV department produced on this, I was gobsmacked. That's what they say in England.
He's been in Europe too long.
And I was just shocked. Like, I didn't know she was this bad. It was the first time I knew. It was all God. It was not me. It really was.
He started praying for me, and this sounds like an infomercial. Well, if you get the video, you'll hear that I see angels and demons and things like that. But I saw Jesus several times during this whole thing. And when Andrew was praying for me, I saw Jesus in the spirit come over and just started pulling away my skin. Not in a gross, like, sci-fi way, but, like, you know, pulling it away and ripping away all that dead death baggage. And as soon as he got to my feet, I felt so physically strong that I pushed Andrew away and threw my blanket away and ran to my dad. And I hadn't walked in 6 months. And you know how when you exhaust your muscles and you just shake, you know? Well, that was me. And I turned around because I had righteous indignation. Guys, I don't get angry easily. It's not in my nature. And that's a problem to a degree. I needed to get mad because I was being stolen from. And I had righteous indignation. I said, I don't want to shake anymore either. And he said, oh, that's not a problem. And Andrew's way. Body, you be still, and you are strong, and no shaking, in Jesus' name. And I walked across the room to my mom. That's 9 years ago on Sunday or Monday, I can't remember. And my life is full. I can honestly say God healed my mind that day. I never had a dream again that I couldn't walk. I didn't expect to hurt anymore. And it's taken about 9 years for my knee-jerk reaction to not be surprised at how good life is. But life is good, and it's full. And God patiently let me walk through adult adolescence of figuring out who the heck I am. And gave me a patient, loving husband that let me explore that and figure out what size clothes I wear and what kind of eggs I like and, you know, all that stuff. But he purchased it for you just like he purchased it for me. And he wants it to be whole, not just pieces. So, and it's only because he loves you. That's it. That's it. So, thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, Nick.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on supernatural healing. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM239 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to visit our website. It's awmi.net. And on our website, we have over 2,000 of my television programs that are archived that you can watch right there. We also have about 8,000 of my radio programs that are there. We have hundreds of my teaching that are available as free MP3 downloads. I have teaching articles, portions of books, testimonies, a guest book that I try and read every day. And there's just a wealth of information. I think it's one of the best websites around. So make sure that you check this out. It's awmi.net. Come and join us and see how the Lord can use these materials to touch your life.